Well, at this point in time, we pretty well understand 2014. And now the bigger question is, what do we do after this recovery that we've been seeing in the economy? What does the year 2015 look like? And one of our favorite things to do this time of year, every year, is talk to Dean Al Nemai from the SMU Cox School of Business, who looks forward into the economy, and that way we don't get blindsided. Dean Nemai joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David.
Thank you. You know, I know you unveiled this at a breakfast, but give us the dime tour. What do we have to look forward to in 2015? Is it going to be at least as good as 2014?
It's going to be better. 2015 is the first time since this recovery started in the summer of 2009 that I have real growth getting above 3%, just modestly above. My real GDP number is 3.1%, and we've averaged since the recovery started in July 2009, the average rate of growth over that period is 2.4. So this is a nice positive move upward.
What? Tell me about the components, because, you know, we have had a recovery of sorts, and certainly the job numbers would seem to indicate it, but nobody has felt very good about this economic recovery, maybe until very recently.
Yeah, I think the job numbers are clearly getting better. If you go back, we didn't really start getting good job numbers till 2011, but 2012 was better, 2013 was better, 2014, now is the best year really in about 9 years. And so with more job growth, you got more vigorous consumer spending and some better jobs coming forward. And gradually, the consumer is really the key to the economy. And the other big key is the housing industry. And we saw housing starts in 2014 hit a million. That's the first time we've been at that level since 2007. So you got a recovery in housing, recovery in consumer spending, and those are the two things that are making the economy finally grow above 3%.
Well, and the housing has got to be an indication of some sort of some renewed confidence, because we've had a severe lack of it going back to the crash of 08 and 09.
Yeah, I think, too, the silver lining in this very tepid recovery, because real growth of 2.4% in the recovery, when the average of over the last 50 years during recovery is 4.4. So we've had a recovery going at about half speed, but now strengthening. And we're 66 months into this recovery. No one I know is forecasting a recession in 2015 or 2016 with the elections in 2016.
Right.
So we get through the next 2 years. We're at 90 months. The longest period of positive economic growth in American history is 120 months. And I'm beginning to think this could break that record, because we're not creating any imbalances. We're gradually crawling off the mat and getting a little bit stronger each year.
And then we get a little tailwind along the way. I don't know that I saw anybody predicting $65 oil in 2014. This has got to give us a little boost going into 2015, the economy.
The reduction in oil prices has really helped juice up consumer spending, because there's more discretionary money. This overall is having a very positive impact on the overall economy. There's still a lot of pain and suffering in regional markets. I mean, basically what you have, we're blessed to be in Texas, and we have 50 states and 50 very different fiscal policies, and we have the best business climate in America in Texas. And Dallas is kind of at the forefront of that. But boy, this still, if you look at upstate New York, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, those regions and those states have a smaller economy today than they did in 2000 in
Wow.
terms of number of people working.
Ouch. You know, you say that, but they also say what goes around comes around. Now I look at what's going on here, and they're talking about the possibility of sustained low oil prices, maybe even lower than they are right now. And so a contraction in drilling, there'll be some bankruptcies. There always are in these things, as we've been through these energy cycles. And along the way, you have some casualties at some banks. Is this our turn?
I'm not that pessimistic. I think, the slowdown and the decline in actually significant decline in energy prices is not good for Texas because we're very dependent on that. But in the local economy, we are very, very diversified. And the other thing that we're going to see, there'll be continued relocations, especially from California to Texas. And Dallas is going to be the sweet spot for those reloads. And I think that picks up any steam that we lose through a decline in energy prices, I think is more than offset by continued reloads from high-cost places, high-tax places, and places that aren't business-friendly.
And that is that's our plus. All right, finally, let me ask you this, because you're one of the best indicators I know. Every year, and actually, I guess, in a sense, twice a year, you crank out a fresh crop of really bright, well-educated women and men who have a mindset in business. Now, where are they finding jobs after they get out of the Edwin L. Cox School of Business? What areas?
Typically, 55% of our students major in finance. So about half the graduates are in finance. We had the best placement this past year. In my 17 years at SMU, we've never had better numbers in terms of starting salaries, percent of students placed at graduation, and then the other metric we look is 90 days after graduation. And we were at 94% placed, both at the MBA and at the undergraduate level. So the market for our students is very robust. Increasingly, they're finding jobs in New York City, especially in finance. The accounting graduates, generally 5-6 months before graduation, 100% of them have jobs lined up, and so it's been good news for our students.
Well, and good news ahead for 2015. Dean Al Nemai from the Southern Methodist University Edwin L. Cox School of Business. It's always one of our favorite interviews. We look forward to it every year. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.